v'zodin melochis chidalei, that if the guy forgot today was Shabbos and he did melochis b'mezid, so the shaykh is he didn't know today was Shabbos, and then something happened again next Shabbos. So Rabbah learns that pshitalei for sure even kronto b'kiva the yavim shematan have yediyah. No, lachalik. Avada then you bechayiv two chatois. Sweet Shabbos you chayiv another chatos. Since there were 7 days, 6 days in between, for sure during those 6 days you realize Shabbos passed by. Then for sure you bechayiv. So the shayla was v'zodin Shabbos, where the guy knew today was Shabbos. Just for shigas melachas, he forgot you're not allowed to water the plants today. Who the boy minay? That was the shayla, and he did the same melacha of five different Shabbosim. So kegufan damien, is each Shabbos called like a separate guf that you chayiv a separate chatis? Oilav, or maybe no, since it's one forgetting, even though it's done on a few different Shabbosim, you only chayiv one chatis. That was Rabbi Akiva Sofik. Upashalay on this, Rabbi Lezer pushed back, yes, that the Zod and Shabbos, even though the guy knew today was Shabbos, but the Shigas Melachas, he forgot, he's not allowed to water the grass on Shabbos. That happened the last five Shabbosim. He was pushed back a guf and dom, it's like a different guf. And therefore, Taki Chayiv five chatois, that's what Rabbi Lezer hold. But, Rabbi Akiva himself is not pushed. He holds no, that maybe each Shabbos is not like a separate guf, and since it was all in one forgetting, Yoni Chayiv one chatis. That's one way. Now, a partial lay, then Rabbi Akiva asks another Shaila. A partial lay, divloday melochis, kemlochis, but then another Shaila. The guy does a few different toldas of the same mouth. Is that called like one melocha? And Yechayiv one, or is it called like separate melochas, Yechayiv twice? And again, he was also pushed to say that Yechayiv, and Lekibu Menei, that also Rabbi Akiva was not Mekabel. That's the way Rabbi learned. There was two Shailas, and both of them Rabbi Akiva was not Mekabel. Omer Rabbi says, Mino Amin Allah, how do we know to say like this? There's not learned like this. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says, Klal God Lomer B'Shabbos, there's one general rule by Shabbos. Kol HaShachirich HiKishav, someone forgets the Iker of Shabbos, for Yosem Melochis Harbi B'Shabbos Harbi. He does a lot of Melochis, on a lot of Shabbos, but he never knew there was such a few sight of Shabbos. And then at the end he finds out, Ein Echai B'Loachas, the only Echai to bring one Chatis, is one big Shagig, like he never knew, that they continued Shanishpa, that there was Shabbos. So later when he realizes, he knows Chayiv, one Chatis. Ein Echai B'Loachas, what's going to be though, Hayudayik is Shabbos. Somebody knows there is a Parash of Shabbos. And the Yosem Melochis Harbi B'Shabbos Harbi, he did a lot of Melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim, so Chayiv HaKol Shabbos B'Shabbos. He forgot about each Shabbos that it was Shabbos, so if each Shabbos is Chayiv one Chatis, because the Melochis he did, he knew the Melochis were also. Just as one Shogig, he forgot today was Shabbos. So if each Shabbos, he Chayiv a different carbon. What's going to be the idea of Yeshu Shabbos? Somebody knows that today is Shabbos. The Yosem Melochis Harbi B'Shabbos Harbi does a lot of Melochis on a lot of Shabbosim, B'Shogig, so the Melochis was done B'Shogig, he knew today was Shabbos. So then the Melochis is, Chayiv HaKol Av Melochis Melochis. He's chayiv for every av that was done. He's chayiv. That's what it says. For every av they did. So kids, he knew today was Shabbos. Just he was a shogeg in the melach, and he did the melach every Shabbos. So it says, and matter it depends upon how many avos you did. If you did two avos this Shabbos and the same two again next Shabbos, so you only chayiv two chatois. For every av that you did, you chayiv another chatis. Chayiv kol av melacha. Yeah. So chayiv kol av melacha melacha. Now the ilu. Chayiv al kol av melacha shall kol Shabbos for Shabbos leketoni. It does not say that you chayiv each Shabbos for the others you did that Shabbos. Like it doesn't say each Shabbos is kaguf and domin. So man, who does that Mishnah go like? Ilem Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer goes according to Rabbi Lezer can be. Aim to say what the say for the Mishnah says. It says in the say for the Mishnah hoisa melachas harbe mei melachas achas. Someone does a lot of different toldos, all of one av. In Chayiv Lachas, you only Chayiv one Chatis, since it's all of one Av. Now, we Reb Lezer, according to Reb Lezer, he holds no, Chayiv HaKol Vlodim Lachas Kam Lachas. Reb Lezer, she through is, if you do two or three different toldos of the same Av, you Chayiv a separate Chatis for each toldo. So that Mishnah can go according to Reb Lezer. El, if she to that Mishnah, Shabbat has to go according to Reb Akiva, that holds what, that for all the toldos, you only Chayiv one. Ushmamin, you see clearly, according to Reb Akiva, that Shigigur Shabbos, in the case where the guy forgot today was Shabbos, Vizod the Melochas, he knew the Melochas were also, Pshitalei, the Yom Shematayim, have Yediyah Lechalik, that Lamais, it says there that Yechayif each Shabbos. So Pshitalei, that the Yom
Yeah.
if that way is pshita, what's going to be the other way? Where it says even though they've done against what pshita did, yom shematayim have yidin lechalik, that if he was a shaygeg on Shabbos, the zodim lochis, so for every Shabbos the chayv another chatis. What's going to be those zodim Shabbos? You knew today was Shabbos, chashigros melochis, you forgot this melocha was also. Or who the boy? That was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. Ikaguf and Damien, do we say that every Shabbos like a new guf? That Yechai feed Shabbos? Or Poshad Lei, Rabbi Lez was Poshad back, yes, Tikaguf and Damien. For every Shabbos, Yechai another Chattis. And also of Vladim, Lachas Kum Lachas Damien. That was also a Shaila. Is each Vlad, each told the Chayiv separately. And Rabbi Lez was Poshad back in both way Yechayiv. But Vitavayla Kibuvenei, Rabbi Kiva himself was not makabel either one of them. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that in the case where the person knew today was Shabbos, just he did not realize this Av is also, and he did the same Av a few Shabbosim, and says clearly, he is only chayiv one chattis. For every Av that he did, is only chayiv one chattis. So we do not say each Shabbos is called like a different guf, to mechayiv you a separate chattis, and also only because with two Avis are you chayiv twice. But Mashpev would be two toldos of the same Av, he'd only be chayiv one chattis, not two. So clearly Rabbi Kiva was not mekabel neither of them. Rabbi Kiva holds, if you do two toldos of the same Av, you only chayiv one chattis. And if you do the same Av, a few Shabbosim, one after another with one Helen, you only chayiv one chattis. That's the way Rabbi learns. And this the Gemara says, Omala Yabai, Yabai, says that, Liyoylem really ain't like a tale like this. That Zodin Shabbos Veshigas Melachos Pshita Rabbi Kiva the Shabbos Lachos Gufin Dami. I'll tell you no. Abayi says, the other I'll tell you that with a person knew today was Shabbos, just the Shogig was the Melacha, so it could be of Kiva's Poshe Davada if each Shabbos Yechayiv another Chatis. Why the Shabbos? No, forget the Shabbos Lachos Gufin Dami. Each Shabbos is like a separate Guf, and therefore you be Chayiv only one Chatis. Veshigas Shabbos, the guy forgot today was Shabbos, the Zodin knew the Melacha was also. Who the boy? That was the whole shayla. The shayla was the yomim shematayim may have yadi lechalak alai. That was Rabbi Kiva's whole shayla. The case where the guy knew that malachos were also just if he got today was Shabbos and it happened a few Shabbos and we say in between he for sure knew it was Shabbos or not. And that who postured lay the yomim shematayim lechalak the kibumenei and that Rabbi Kiva agrees yes the days in between is mechalak. Then Upashad Lay, then Rabbi Lez answered back the second question that Vlad is Melachos Kum Melachos Dami, each told the Yechayiv separately, and on that Lay Kibunay, that Rabbi Kiva was not Mekabel. That's the way Abai learns. Rabbi Chizdu Amano, that Zodin Shabbos, where the guy knew today was Shabbos, Veshigros Melachos, if he got the Melachos Rosso, I feel Rabbi Kiva is real led to Guf and Dami. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that each Shabbos is like a new Guf, and Yechayiv a new Chatas with Shabbos. The Chiboymenei wondered to the Kivas the Shailah, Shigrig was Shabbos, where the guy forgot today was Shabbos, but the Zodim Lochas, he knows Lochas Rosso. Who did when that was the Shailah? The Shailah was the Yom Shabbintayim, he have Yedi Lechalek. What, in the days in between, is that called like Yedi, like for sure you knew Shabbos passed by? Well, partially, Reb Lezer was partially about Rebbe Kiva, Yom Shabbintayim, have Yedi, it was Lechalek. The Kibbomenei, that Rebbe Kiva was Makabal. Then Uposh then of Kivas Nova Shaila. To Vladis Mlochas we do two toldos to the same Av. Kimlochas Dami, is that called like one Av or separately? For like Kibumanagna, Kidat Kiva was not Makaba, Kiva only Chayiv one, not two. Now this Amr of Chiz the Minomin Harvan not to say like this, Tatani would learn like this. Ha Khoisev Shtoyis Belamecha, someone write two Isis on Shabbos but one forgetting. Chayiv still is Chayiv. Belamachas, that's Pashu, they did one Malachas, he Chayiv. What's going to be Beis Halamis? He wrote one ois, then he realized he did something wrong, then he forgot he wrote a second ois. So when we are Mechayiv, even though we knew in between, but Yedi Lechat Yishir means nothing, still Yechayiv. Bechama Paitrim, because since you knew in between, it's called Yediya, you can't put the two together, you potter. Well, Moedim Gamliel, though, Shem Kosov, Yisachas, Veshabazu, for Yisachas, Veshabaz, Acheros, you wrote one ois this Shabbos, then you wrote another ois the next Shabbos, potter. Because each Shabbos is mechalik in between, and therefore you can't put the two together. So each one was only yichat tishir yipota. For Tanya Chud, another price we learned, ha-koyser shto yoisiyas b'shtei shabosois, echot b'shabazu v'echot b'shabazu, and we are mechayiv, to stira. Here's what Bechiva says, or Gibralilo says, you are chayiv. To a chomu poitrim. So gosaka tad havi minu was, and we are chayiv, so gino was a chayiv. So bishleim lo didi, according to Bechizda di amino, zod in shalva shikos mulochas, afidu Bechiva moedet di shabos gufan damien, Hodetanya Potvis and Shazigun Lochas, Rufan Damien.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll start over this last Gemara again tomorrow night. Yeah, start over again.
Let's come on to Tezayin Lebeis. Again, in the middle of the Shaul, the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva asked the Shaul in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva asked the Shaul that what's going to be the halacha if you do a lot of melochis? Me'ein melocha achas on Shabbos as harbei, ayichayiv one, ayichayiv a kolachas v'yachas. And the Gemara came out really that Rabbi Lezer was asking two questions. One Shaul is, if you do a melocha on B'shigagah Shabbos, that if you got today with Shabbos and then a melocha, and then the next week the same thing happened. The question is, are the days in between called the Yediyah L'Chalat is Chayiv twice or only once? And another shaila was, when a person does a few toldos of the same Av, is that considered like one Av and you only Chayiv one Chatis? Or you Chayiv no for each told, you Chayiv a separate Chatis? So different ways to learn exactly what Shalom Kivir and what Reb Lezer meant to answer. The last Gemara again was Reb Chizdur on 10 lines up, that Reb Chizdur says like this, Reb Chizdur Ramah, that Zodon Shabbos, the person knew today was Shabbos, but Vishikagos Malochas, he forgot that this Malochas is also to do today. In such a case, he holds that Afilu Rabbi Kiva, Sviru Ledik Gufan Domim, that for every Shabbos that he does the Malocho, he'll be Chayiv another Chatis, to have Shit, to eat Shabbos like a new Guf. Vechi Boimenei, when did Rabbi Kiva ask the Shiloh, Shikagos Shabbos, when he forgot today was Shabbos, but Vizodon Malochas, he knew the Malocho was also. Who do boyim made? That was the Shiloh. The Shiloh is the Yomim Shem Betayim, he had the idea of Chalik. Is the days in between. In other words, what happened here was he forgot today was Shabbos. He knew the Malachas were Rasa, but he's called the Shogun because he forgot today was Shabbos. Then the same thing happened again the next Shabbos. So the question is, in between from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, most probably the person reminded himself that Shabbos passed by. So the Shiloh is not called the idea not. Could be the Shiloh is that Avada, he realizes the Shabbos passed by, but does he really think into it to say, Oyvei, I did Malachas then, to realize he did an Avera B'Shoigig, maybe he doesn't think into it, that's a Shiloh. So he learns that was a Shiloh, the Kiv asked us for Shiloh. So we say that days in between is called Yediyah L'Chalik. Who Parshat Lev, Reb Lezer answered back to the Kiv and hold yes, that Yomim Shem Betayim have Yediyah L'Chalik, and therefore for every Shabbos that he did the Malachas, he'll be Chayiv another Chatis. And Bekibu Minei, this much Rabbi Kiva did agree, that if you do it for Shigigah Shabbos, two Shabbos, one after another, for each Shabbos you chayib another korban, because the days in between is called the idea. Now, Uparshat Leid was the second question that Rabbi Kiva asked, and that was the Velodei Melochis, Kemelochis Damien, what the loch if you do a few toldos of the same Av, is considered like a separate Av, you chayib two chatzoyis, three, or maybe only one. And he was Toshad Yablezet Yechayiv separately. And on this, for like Kibbul Minei, on this for the Kibbul, the Vedat Makabra, Kibbul holds no, if you do a few toldos of the same Av, Yon Yechayiv one Chatis. So Mura says, Omer Chizah says, Mino Amino, how do I know to say this? That this is the Pshat in Rabbi Kibbul's topic was about the Vlodais, the toldos of an Av, is considered like two or like one. And he was not Makabra the Truva. How does he know this? The tiny would learn like this. The locha is, it says, HaKoysif Shtei Oysi Yois Tehele Machas Chayit. That's the locha. That's an Av Malocha of Ksiva. If you write two Oysis on one Shabbos with one forgetting, so then Pshit Yechai V'chatis. What's going to be the base halomis? Let's say, like, you wrote one Ois, B'Shoigig, then you realized today was Shabbos, then you forgot today was Shabbos, and you wrote another Ois. So there was halomis, there's a remembering in between. So B'Gamliel Mechai, B'Gamliel says, still Yechai V'chatis. Even though you remember in between, Pashat of Kiva holds, Gamliel holds in this Svara, that Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, since you only wrote the Chatzi Shir, even though you realized it, that's not called the Yediyah. And therefore later, when you realize you did both of them, Yechayiv Achatis. The Chachom and Poitzen, the Chom and Seno Yepoto, because they hold Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. But my sister, you wrote one as you realize you did the Avera, so it takes it like, it's Imanashach, it's finished with. And that's only a chatzishir, so you potter from the korban. Then you do the next chatzishir, so the same thing also you potter. But it says here, Moedir Ram Gamliel agrees though, Shem Kosav Ois Achas B'Shabbazu. If you write one letter on this Shabbos, for Ois Achas B'Shabbaz Acheras on the next Shabbos, you write another letter, potter, in this case, when Gamliel holds, you potter. So we have to understand why Taka does he agree that you potter. The Chur means to say Behelamachas. And we go leave before the one that said that Halama does not help you on a Chatzi Shir. So even if you tell me now that there was Yediyah by Yom Shematayim in between, so what? Lamait Sadot and Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, so why did you say Yepotah? This we'll see later on in the Gemara. Now, Betanya reads another bright itself like this, that HaKoysiv Shtay Yosef, somebody writes two Yosef, two letters, Bistay Shabbosis, on two Shabbosis, Echad B'Shabbazu V'Yechad B'Shabbazu. He wrote one ois this Shabbos and another ois the next Shabbos. It says, "When Gamliel Machayev, here's when Gamliel holds you are Chayev. His chur will come out good. It was Behel Machas. So since even though there was Yediyah in between, then Yediyah Lachatz Yishir. Therefore, Gamliel holds you Chayev. The Chumim points the Chumim saying, 'No, you potter, because they held Yesh Yediyah Lachatz Yishir.' The Gemara says, 'No, because Falkot that the half mean it was the Rabbi Gamliel Kriyab Yakivis Rulei. Really, Rabbi Gamliel holds." Like Rabbi Akiva, like the Rashi says, the first one will soon explain. Says so Bishleim Ludidi is good according to Mir of Chizni says the Yamin of Raife Zodin Shabbos. If the person knew today was Shabbos, the Shigagas Malachas just he forgot he's Malachas or Rasa. In such a case, and he did it a few Shabbosim, Afilu Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva agrees the Shabbos is Kaguf and Damyan that each Shabbos is like a new Guf. And therefore, each Shabbos is chayiv a separate chatas for that Shabbos. If so, hot the time of that they will learn potter. That's it says here potter when you wrote these two oisias, one on this Shabbos, one on the next Shabbos. Here potter, I tell you that's talking about dissolving Shabbos. Where the person knew today was Shabbos, just for shigas malachas, he forgot that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. He forgot that there's such a malachas ksiva, and therefore what the Shabbos is kaguf and damyan, and. And that's why you put them. But my each Shabbos is called like a new goof. So therefore, on the first Shabbos, you only wrote one ois. And now the next Shabbos, you write a second ois. But since each Shabbos had a goof, you have to look at each one separately. And since each one separately was only a chat yishir, it's very good why it says potter. So that's the right term chizda. And now hold up, you zayin them an aleph. Now, behold the tanya.